the Derivative Summit just 2 days before the G20 meeting.
The reason I'm participating in the Alternative Summit of the People at the time of the G20 is because we're living in a very divided, very fragmented, very brutalized world, and a world where just one thinking of neoliberalism is dominating every country's policy. We need to think alternatives that protect the planet and protect the livelihoods and lives and freedoms of people, and we need more solidarity. This platform is creating it.
You're calling for a change of the economic model. Which are the main points of the Earth democracy?
The first main point of Earth democracy is to recognize that the Earth is the basic economy. We won't have food if there's no soil. We won't have water if the rivers are dead. We won't have a stable climate if we've messed up the atmospheric commons. So the Earth democracy is recognizing all species, their rights, and the rights of Mother Earth. The second aspect of Earth democracy is recognizing that we, as humans, are Earth citizens. That's our first identity. Every other identity is a derived identity. Your religions, your race, your gender is the second step. And when we are one Earth citizenry and one humanity, it also means we also have rights to that beautiful Earth and duties to protect her. The duty to protect her is what creates the obligation to resist any force of destruction that continues the perpetration of a war against the Earth.
Which impact could have the implementation of this model for the big corporations like Bayer, Monsanto, or the big mining companies?
Steel making began in India millennia ago. The British stole it from India. We didn't destroy the planet because it was all decentralized and small scale. The impact of Earth democracy as an economic model for the whole world would mean all species will thrive, we will be able to reverse climate change, the oceans will not be getting squeezed with plastic and global warming, and our rivers will flow again. It does mean we won't need the poison cartel, we don't need the Monsantos, we don't need the Bayers, and my dedication for the next 30 years of my life and whatever stays of it is to create a poison-free world, free of this poison cartel, because they're costing too much in terms of damaging the earth, killing the bees, killing the soil organisms, killing my farmers. 318,000 farmers have committed suicide only because of debt to this poison cartel, and in addition, killing our democracy, because they cannot function in an honest way. They must distort decisions, they must distort laws, they must distort policies, they must corrupt courts, they must corrupt every institution that's supposed to protect people. So we don't need them, we will get rid of them.
Is organic agriculture viable? Can we feed 10 million or 10 billion people in the world with organic food?
We can feed 14 billion people with ecological agricultural production, intensifying biodiversity and not chemicals, intensifying ecological processes and not capital intensity with bought products, and localizing systems rather than these long distance chains, which are exchange of commodities, 90% of which are being used for biofuel and animal feed. They're not feeding people, which is why we have so much hunger. Our work in India through Navdani has shown that by taking care of the earth, by using our knowledge that is ecological, by getting rid of the poison cartel, we can not just feed 2 times the world population, we can increase rural incomes 10 to 100 times, which is the answer to poverty.
We're living in a world of crisis. Do you think that G20 will resolve this situation?
Well, the G20 was born out of a big crisis. And its job was not to solve the crisis, because then it should have regulated the financial system. It should have brought into control all this invisible money that is privatizing every dimension of our life, from our seeds and our food and our waters to our policies as well as our intelligence. That is what the next step of the digital economy is intended to be. The G20 can only facilitate the profit-making and the greed economy of the 1%. What we need is a protection of the 99% humanity and all of the Earth species. That means Earth democracy, not the G20.
What do you think about data mining, and what is the message for this alternative media center in the St. Pauli Stadium?
Data mining and big data is being sold as the big technological leap for human progress. But what actually is data mining? That you send a message on Facebook, your relationships are tapped. On the one hand, they sell you a green shirt because you like a green shirt and push you with advertising. On the other hand, politicians are sold algorithms and data analysis to create hate messages to get votes of the people on the basis of division along gender, along race, along religion. Intelligence cannot be mined. Intelligence can be a guide. It can be a living anchor. What this means for alternative media is to be truly autonomous in terms of understanding where the world is going, that's intelligence, in terms of communicating truth rather than post-truth, in terms of being the voice of sanity in a period of deep insanity.